Welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff. It's getting closer and closer to St. Patrick's Day coming up on Friday. Mike and Kim Burge along with you, and we're going to have the story of Danny Boy today. Kim's got that for you coming up. I'm going to remind you about the Tri-State Livestock News. It's a reliable source for agricultural news, market results, rodeo standings, as well as cattle health, ag politics, and more for the Tri-State region and nationwide. The Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read.
The world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale begins May 6th and 7th, including a simulcast of the Kentucky Derby. Parimutuel betting is available. Then Mother's Day on May 14th, there's more racing and moms are admitted free. Get a complete schedule and tickets online, buckinghorsesale.com.
Brooks Chalky Butte Angus Sale is Saturday, April 1st in Bowman, North Dakota at Bowman Livestock Market. Sale starts at 1 p.m. Mountain Time, featuring 140 yearling registered Angus bulls and 400 commercial heifers, cattle bred to perform on the ranch, in the feed yard, and on the plate. DVA Auction will broadcast the sale live 1 p.m. Saturday, April 1st at Bowman, North Dakota for Brooks Chalky Butte Angus.
Hey, if you want to do a little shopping that's a whole lot of fun, go to Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota. Open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday, or you can call ahead and make an appointment.
Well, Kim, tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day, the 17th day of March. And what do you have for us on The Good Stuff?
Well, you remember the song Danny Boy, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to sing it for you. But
I always say that's my gift to people. Not to sing the song. Anyway, so it's got quite an interesting history that is quite beleaguered, I think. I don't know. What do you folks think? Many Irish people have a love-hate relationship, actually, with the song Danny Boy. The opening lyrics are sure to draw a few voices of dissent from the crowd if the singer takes it upon themselves to belt out one of the most overplayed songs in the history of overplayed songs. And yet the same dissenters will willingly join in if the mood strikes and they're feeling particularly homesick. Few people are aware, however, of the true origins of Ireland's infamous and unofficial national anthem, such as the fact that it's not even a completely Irish song, Mike. In 2001, the Irish-American actor and writer Malachy McCourt took it upon himself to unravel the mystery of perhaps the most popular Irish song ever in his book, Danny Boy, The Legend of the Beloved Irish Ballad. Who is Danny? Why are the pipes calling? And why did the Catholic diocese ban the beloved ballad's use during funerals? It has since become a generally accepted, although still potentially blasphemous fact, that the lyrics of Danny Boy are in no way related to Ireland. Not only are the famed lyrics not Irish, but they are not even written by an Irishman. And no matter how vehemently the Irish claim authorship of the song, the fact remains that Danny Boy was written by, of all people, a British lawyer.
Wow.
I know, isn't that a twist we didn't see coming? In the hands of the Limerick-born author, actor, the musical story of Danny Boy has its roots way back in the terrible 1690 siege of Derry in Northern Ireland, and its colorful cast of characters include Charles Dickens' son and a Jack the Ripper suspect. McCourt distorts everything we previously believed of our beloved song, revealing that Danny Boy is not even a completely original song, but a version among the hundreds of different lyrics set to the tune of Derry Air. To add insult to injury, the lyrics weren't even originally used, with the Derry Air having been written by Weatherly for another tune in 1910. In 1913, Weatherly's sister sent him the tune of Derry Air. He adapted the lyrics to the tune, and it was an instant success. Weatherly gave the song to the English opera singer Elsie Griffin. Opera, really? She introduced the song to a wider audience. The first recording was made in 1915 by a German vocalist, Ernestine Schumann-Heinke. So, oh, Danny Boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountainside.
All right, folks, if you have items to be used on The Good Stuff, we do appreciate hearing from you. We've gotten a few things over the last couple of weeks, and please send those to kimhburge@gmail.com. Please include the author of whatever you send to us, if you know him, please. And, folks, you've been listening to The Good Stuff.